Morning, everyone. Zoe here, coming at you with a new episode of the reintroduction of my podcast. So we have evolved from sitting at a table to now directly addressing our culture. So we are now going by the miseducation of cancel culture. This podcast is just, again, an evolution of a seat at the table. We are now just coming at you directly, which is a reflection of what I'm stepping into in terms of my life, and just no longer just talking about things, but really being about action, being more direct, and just all around just telling it like a T.I. is, so to speak. Of course, with salt and with grace and with love, as my Heavenly Father has instructed me to. And so with that being said, I wanted to start off this reintroduction with a topic that has been on my radar for some time now, and I've just been waiting to do it. This may be a two-parter. As you know, I'm trying to keep it within a shortened time frame. So this might be a two-parter, but we'll see how the spirit leads. So today's topic is one that I think is pretty common and known by a lot of us, both in and out of the church, and it is this idea of being a good person. And the reason I wanted to start off with this topic is that this is something that has been in my backyard, I'm sure is in everybody's backyard, or front yard rather, I should say. And the thing about being a good person is that it's very limiting, if I'm being honest. Being a good person in a lot of ways is, it really reinforces this notion, this narrative, if you will, of performance, of presenting yourself in a way that reflects being a good person. And many may feel some kind of way about this, but just hear me out. This is my perspective on it. Again, there are some good elements to being a good person. You know, you have good morals, you practice kindness, you practice being loving towards people. But it is also very limiting in that for a lot of Americans, for a lot of people around the world, it's very limiting because if we're not careful, like I mentioned prior, it can become a performance. And I say that being because in my own life, whenever I came up against, or found myself in moments rather, where it came down to telling people the hard truth or being a good person, quote unquote, being a kind person, quote unquote, more often than not, I find myself sacrificing the truth in order to reinforce this ideal good person. And I think the dangerous thing with that, as we have heard throughout social media and from some fairly wise and mature people, as I would say, being a good person isn't enough. The reality of it is that we all can be a good person, but I think that it takes an extra step to go beyond that, to really you know, to really, you know, do something in a way that, I mean, when I do something, but to ultimately live in a way that is not just being a good person, but it's about pleasing our Heavenly Father. It's about pleasing, you know, being not just a good person, but just being someone who is Christ-like, being someone who is kind, but also will ultimately stand for the truth, speak the truth, live the truth, and embody the truth that is His word, that really calls people to a higher standard. And just to put some little psychology on it, if you will, Kohlberg stages of moral development. So there's really three stages in that. It's pre-conventional, conventional, and post-conventional. And really just any moral development theory, if we think about it, I think just if we look at it, this one specifically, being a good person, essentially you peak at the conventional level. So you peak at the level that acknowledges and abides by and follows the rules of society, that that speaks, you know, that maintains the status quo, if you will, that maintains harmony, that maintains a certain flow with society. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing, you know, inherently evil about that. However, I believe God calls us in a way to live in a post-conventional state of morality, in that while we do acknowledge and respect the laws of the land, there's also higher beliefs. There's also higher morals and values that the Holy Spirit charges us to live by and abide by. And a lot of it goes against culture. It goes against cancel culture, if you will. If you notice that whenever someone takes a stand for their beliefs in terms of beliefs around marriage, beliefs around sexuality, more, you know, beliefs around, you know, just parent-child relationship dynamics, how to raise children, you know, different variety of topics, you can take your pick. Whenever someone goes against culture, who takes a stand for their beliefs, they're canceled. They're shunned. They're cast to the wayside, if you will, which in a lot of ways, again, it reinforces the narrative of being a good person. And it goes against this narrative of being a good person that we should, in a lot of ways, unconsciously go with the flow, go with the status quo of the current culture. And right now we're living in a time where for many of us, it's, you know, the question comes down to, what do you believe? What do you stand for? What do you, you know, what is your life like? What is ultimately, what does your character say about you? Not what your words are saying, but what is your character? And if we think about a lot of us growing up as children, that was really our charge. That was really our question, you know, to a lot of the adults, if we could say something. It's, okay, you're telling us one thing, but you're doing this over here. So what are you really about? And I don't think that went anywhere with us. I think that is how, that is honestly a question we all ask, whether it's our superiors, our coworkers, our friends, our partners. There's always that question of, what are you about? You know, what is, you know, and in observing and in paying attention, what is your character saying? You know, for many of us who grew up with narcissists, for many of us, we grew up with inconsistent parents. So we're on guard against that, because growing up in those environments, it was usually unhealthy, it was traumatic, it was toxic, it was, you know, just stressful all around. So now that we're the adults, that is the question we often ask. Like, what are you really about? And I think this is where the narrative of the good person becomes a performance, because a lot of people wear, or they hold on to this standard, if you will, of a good person, and it can, in a way, be a performance, because behind closed doors, or when God tests your character, it tends to be the opposite. It tends to fall short of the good person, which the Lord already knows, because it's not about being that with Him. It's about being truthful. It's about being more Christ-like. It's about being more like Him on the day-to-day. And I think as Christians, as individuals, you know, outside of the church, those who are, I believe we've all fallen into that gambit of being a good person. And, you know, because this is where it talks about how many claim Christ in their mouths, but their hearts are far from Him. And I know that's something that, you know, every true Christian has to work at, and that is keeping their heart close to God, making sure that we're relying and trusting and depending on Him as our anchor, as our life preserver, as our rescuer, if you will, because not just with what's going on, but His word talks about working out our salvation with fear and trembling. So that's something that, you know, speaking to those specifically in the church, that we have to really work at it daily. We have to really be going after, thirsting after, hungering after His righteousness, His spirit. And that's something that I'll just tell off on myself. I know I've gotten laxed on, I've become spiritually lazy on, but I'm really trying to make an effort to break through that, to really, as best as I can, really go after God with what energy I have. And I think that the more that, you know, as Christians we do that, He refines our character. He refines our, He molds us. You know, as His word says, we're the clay, He's the potter. You know, He's the gardener, He's the good shepherd. So if we allow Him to do what He does, and we accept our position as ones who need tending to, who need caretaking to, we'll be fine. And that just really comes with humbling ourselves. It comes with knowing that as great as we want to be, He's always going to be greater. That our lives, even in our greatness, is but a sand pebble reflection of His holiness, of His goodness, of His greatness. And I just say that to say, kind of shifting to the general audience, if you will, those who are outside of the church, that being a good person is not enough. That, you know, those who get this twinge, this inkling that something is not right or something is off, whether they're at work or whether they're in public and they see something or hear something, that they, you know, may not consciously be aware of, that they don't agree with, that may be His spirit. That most likely is His spirit calling everyone really to just the higher standard, His standard. Because again, the world, if we look around, it's becoming more and more dark. And His word talks about that, you know, that, you know, in these last days, as I'm sure many of us have heard, that it's going to get like this, and it's only going to get worse. This is only the beginning. And I think, you know, those who don't know Him, I encourage you and urge you to get to know Him for yourself. You know, pull out that Bible, as I know we all have. You know, we can download the app now. And again, just start in Ephesians, start in Proverbs, start in Colossians, Galatians, wherever you want to. Just start there, because, you know, again, getting to know God is something we all, even those of us in the church who have been in it for a long time, have to continue to do. So don't feel bad if you're new, if you're just starting out, or you're curious. No, we all have to. And that's something that, you know, again, I just encourage everyone to continue to do, myself as well. Again, just really get to know Him and really see that you're more than just a good person, that you're His child, that you are His temple for the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, those of us who are giving our lives to Him, we are to continue to, again, work on our salvation, to continue to grow past this good person narrative, so we embody His spirit, embody His being more and more. And again, be that light to other people so that they can see that, again, being a good person, while it's good, it's conventional, there's always a higher road. There's always, you know, something better beyond that. Again, it may not seem that way, again, because, like I mentioned earlier, in this day and age, cancel culture is a real thing. But, you know, I'd rather be canceled and cast to the wayside off the broad road that's spoken, and really walk through the narrow path, walk through, you know, the narrow gate, if you will, that leads to everlasting life. So, you know, I share this message, this episode, to encourage people that, you know, if you feel as though what you'll say might get you canceled, in terms of standing up for what is right, standing up for truth, by all means, do it. I say that for myself as well, too, to encourage myself and everyone to stand for truth, stand for what's right, stand on, you know, stand for His word, stand on His word. I also stand for His principles, because, you know, God is always calling us to a higher standard. And, you know, it seems scary, anxiety provoking, but it can be done, and we can do it. And, you know, I want to shout out to my sis has been helping me like just grow and realize who I am at my core, and just really just demonstrating and already practicing, you know, living authentically, living by faith, living true to where she's at in her journey and what the Lord is doing. So I just really think that again, that like I mentioned earlier, just wanting to shift gears, not just in my life, but with this podcast, and that it's more than just talking, but really kind of shifting forward to being more bold, more direct, just more putting it out there, so to speak. And, you know, again, as with possibly future episodes to come, again, this may rub some people the wrong way. This may challenge some people. But, you know, again, we're not here to be comfortable. We're not here to, you know, just get stuck in one place or one position. We're meant to move. We're meant to be a light. We're meant to, you know, live in a way that reflects God ultimately. And some get it and some don't. But, you know, again, I hope that in hearing this, you consider and think about doing that, because I found for myself personally that in being a good person, there's this almost feeling. I don't know how to describe it. That's the best way I can just put it, is that there's this almost feeling that like you're almost there, or that you almost, but you fall short every time. And God is that final piece. You know, His Spirit is that final piece that bridges that gap, that gets you over to the other side, that helps you understand, helps you realize, helps things connect in a way. And, yeah, I share that with you all so you, again, can just hopefully grow past a conventional way of really being. Because like I said, having morals, having values, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, if anything, definitely have that, because not many people know or are aware of that. And just allow God to take it to the next level. Allow God to upgrade you, if you will, to a way of living and being that might seem lonely, that might seem uncomfortable, that might seem, you know, isolating. But He's developing you, and allow Him to develop you. It's just so interesting that we live in a culture where everybody's healing, everybody's growing. But it always begs the question of, to what end? You know, are we being patient? Are we allowing people to work through what they work through? You know, because again, many people aren't aware that they need healing. You know, a lot of people aren't, you know, even, you know, really tuned in, if you will, that something's off. And how we handle and deal with people sheds a light on who we are, and not so much what we've done, so to speak, in terms of healing. And I put air quotes around that. Because, you know, ultimately, you know, giving people God is what it's about. You know, love covers a multitude of sins, yes. And you know, again, it's, of course, you know, having self-respect, you know, drawing your boundaries, but it's doing it and living it in a way that reflects the character of God, that, you know, shines a light on His word in your life. So definitely, all in all, I know I'm kind of rambling a bit at this point, but yeah, just wanted to speak to that and want to tell you truly to not limit yourself in that regard, to go beyond just being a good person, be a better person, be, you know, not just a great person, shoot, probably not even a better person, just be more than just your authentic you, or your healed you, or the 2.0 version of you. Be His child. Be more like Him, because that's something that will take you a lot further in life and beyond once you discover for yourself what that is. Again, we're all on this journey, whether together or separate, but we're all on a journey home. You know, it's my prayer, my hope that we all are on a journey home, on upward, not down. Yeah, I hope you all have a great rest of your week. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. So I hope that this gets you through your hump day as we move through the rest of 2023. May you all be blessed. May you all be at peace in these troubled times. I throw my name in that as well. Make sure you're at peace. Give God all your stresses, your anxieties during this time. And just continue to grow in Him. His way is the best way. I guess there's no two-parter. Well, actually, there is a two-parter, but that'll come later. But y'all take care. Y'all be well. And I will catch y'all in a minute. I'm open to you all's perspectives and feedback on this topic. I'm going to set up something on my social media. I am back on social media. Again, for the podcast only. I'm curtailing it to that, and a few social things here and there, but yeah, I'm back on social media, so follow me, Suki Caramel with 2 Y's. Yeah, I will catch y'all in a minute. Be on the lookout for part 2 pretty soon. I'm gonna be busy the rest of this week, so probably this weekend, or actually, no, let me not say that and not let me hold myself to anything. Just be on the lookout for part 2. It'll be coming soon. And yeah, y'all be well, be blessed, be safe, and God be with you. Peace.